holding the avodah of avas Hashem, how a person could come to the metzius of avas Hashem. There's two steps. Well, maybe a little bit lemaisa, we'll speak a little bit how a person could come to avas Hashem. Chazal say be'etzem, uboy tidbak. You have to be close to the Ribbono shel Olam. Frank the Gemara, but are you a ish oichlo? How you could nidbak with the Ribbono shel Olam? Hashem is fire. Elo yidabek betalmidei chachomim. For a person be'etzem, to have an avas Hashem, to create inside himself an avas Hashem, something very far. How he could love the Ribbono shel Olam? He wants to love him. He'd be very happy to love the Ribbono shel Olam. Yeah, but how? Ava is something that has feelings, has emotional feelings. Yeah, but to have Ava Hashem, and be made to do everything because he has Ava Hashem. So the answer on that is two parts. First part is emunah and boira olam, and then the chelek ha'maisi, and I will explain. A person has to love the Ribbono shel Olam. Now we don't know how, but when a person feels that things are not going right, there's for sure no way that he will start to love the Ribbono shel Olam. First, he has to feel that Hashem is doing everything for him. Beyond Tabalim, everything is done exactly like it needs to be done. And then he could ask a question, how I will feel Avas Hashem, how I will feel close to the Ribbono shel Olam. But the first thing a person has to feel, that Hashem loves a person. How a person could come, that he will have a feeling of Avas Hashem. Emunah b'yira olam. We know the Ribbono shel Olam created the world because he loves every person. Because he wants to be native to the world. This is unzere emune. A person has to believe, and this is our emune. I want to speak it out. It's the aleph base of emune. Nothing bad happens to the person. It looks one person's life is amazing and the other person's life is terrible. But we believe that nothing bad really happens to a person. Some people, maybe 6 million passed in the Holocaust, and maybe 6 million people are living today in America. And nothing bad happened to the people that passed the Holocaust. What do you mean nothing bad happened to them? Some of them were burned in the fire. Some of them were choked in gas. Some of them were put in hot water. Some of them were chopped up to pieces. Some of them the dogs ate. And our emunah says that nothing bad happened. What do you mean nothing bad happened? I say over a mashal. And this is the Tchilas HaDvarim. Was a principal, it's a famous, in the Chochmah Chitzonis, this Moshe was Bodan Asach. Was a kid in a school, his father was a very big lawyer. And that day that no one had cell phones, only mamish, 5 or 6 rich people really had like this big cell phone. No one else had a cell phone. And the father is a big lawyer, he comes to speak to the teacher. And he speaks to the teacher. And he forgets, when he leaves the room of the teacher, he leaves the phone on the table, he forgets the phone on the table. So the teacher runs after him, tells him, such a hefker guy, you know, you forget your phone here, you know, it's such an expensive thing, what your mom is like. Such a hefker welt, you know, like, you're not mack with any money, like, you leave it, like, out of no responsibility. So the father tells him, why? I forgot it on the table. What is the big deal? He says, it's a hefka place here. You know, you never know what will happen here. He tells him, I don't understand. Every day I leave my son that is worth much more in your hands. And I don't think it's a hefka place. Today I left my phone and you're telling me it's a hefka belt? So, it's more than this. Chacham Chitzayim is the Kesfarim that teacher from that day on treated this kid, every kid, especially this kid, different. And in the end, this kid from a bad kid became, why? Because he felt, the father feels that he left by me $1 million. He trusts me. The father said, what do you mean, why I left my phone by you? But I leave by you real things. And I'm not worried that you will be Peshaya. If I think that you are not a responsible person, how I leave my son by you? So vice versa, I think you're a very smart, very reliable person. So for me, my phone in this room is very reliable, very reliable. I don't think maybe you will not realize. If I would think maybe you will not realize, who knows how much things my son could do during the day, and maybe you will not realize. The Talmud says, I rely on you. In that moment, the teacher felt such a chayas. Father is right. On a phone, I'm a nervous, what will be with his phone? Oh, if we all watch it, I have to call him right away. I can't leave it in my pocket, maybe I will lose it. And I'm leaving, and I'm looking after his son the whole time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every yid, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is more from a phone. It's more, it's a neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every person a neshama mimal, and he gives him all of the tools, and he relies on him 100% that he will bring this neshama lekul machzavto, that he could come back to the Shamayim and he'll be Nefesh Noki V'Tzadik. Hashem relied. Hashem doesn't take down a neshama to a place that has no chance. I have one person that looks everything is gold, and the other person that looks like he doesn't have a chance. Everyone has the same fair chance. It sounds hard to believe. When you look on your right, these guys are so matzliach, feste chavruses, feste balakishreines, good diras. I'm in a terrible dira, bad chaverim, can chap rashi teisves. Nothing is going to me, no money, everything is bad to me. It looks like it's not fair. My chances to be successful are much lower to be successful than the other person. If Hashem would think that you're not Rowi, and Hashem would think that you can't, He will not put the Neshama in your hands. If Hashem puts the Neshama in your hands, it means He trusts you. If Kivyochel, a person will be sleeping, he will be woken up, who is it? Shechina Kedosha. Well, I have a Neshama, I want you to work with it a little bit, I'm giving you now something. Not the Neshama. I'm giving you a sefer. Go around the world, tell everyone that this is the sefer for me. And if you do that, you're Mashiach ben David, yeah? Person will get up and he will start to go and people will laugh at him and he will go. Yeah, Hashem told him. You know, and the guy will be about to kill him. No one could kill me. Hashem told me to do it. I know nothing will happen. But it looks, the guns are coming, the fire is coming. I spoke to Hashem. Hashem told me, go around the world. Don't worry, you're Mashiach. Yeah, don't have such demyanis, I don't need, you know, a whole group of Mashiachistim, yeah? But if a person will get such a message, nothing will bother him. He'll be sure, it looks like it's the end. But Hashem gave me the koyach. Hashem gave everyone a koyach to be matzliach. And this emuna, when a person feels like that, he never feels down. He never feels down. Every day is a day that he has to win. He has a job. He has a job. I was called over last week to go into someone that the doctor is giving him a couple of days to live. A man that lived in yeshiva, learned in yeshiva, has a tumor in his head bigger from an apple. I took me to two bachim. They fainted on the spot when they saw him. And he told me, so tell me what I will do. I have a couple more days left. What to do? What to do? What I can do? Can't learn. I can't do nothing. Can't read. Everything. His brain is full like an apple of a growth. Terrible. He sucks medicines to take away the pain. It's terrible. It was mamash. When he was learning in yeshiva, balkish and she'en kedugmat nevach. His wife left. I can't say over the tzoros that he has now. So I said, first, I don't know what to say. I said, I don't know. I said, it's too big for me to answer you. And I said, listen, Hashem gave you a nisayon. I said, some people, they have a long way to go. It's very scary. I think of myself. I don't know what. Every day, thousands of days to fill up to do Ratzon Hashem. What would it be if I was shmuz with a bacher, X the word that I didn't have to shmuz and I could have learned? Go to Gehenna. Yeah, I'll be nice to a bacher that I don't have to be nice. But yeah. Every minute, you don't know. Maybe it's enough to say one word to the boy. You don't have to say two words to the bacher. Yeah? So, how was your day? Was enough. You know, I said, how was your day and how was your Shabbos? Maybe you didn't have to ask him how was your Shabbos. You could have said, Rotten Abba. It's a terrible zach. You don't know how to live, yeah? You come home, your kids speak to you. When you have to speak to your kids because you have to be a father? When is Bittul Deire? How am I love you? Vile imo ilo yadativ? Bon of lahikir? Kishamu mosecho, yeah? You struggle every minute. When you have to be nice to your kid? When? Forget, don't know them. It's a big avoida. I said, you're so lucky, you have 3 more days. You could do Ratzon Hashem. This is your job. Hashem gave you a short job. Some people, they give them to clean the whole building. Some people have to clean only one window. But it's the same price. This is your job. That's the Akasha. As I was telling him, there's a guy who has to fix machines, yeah? Mumche. So he comes, it's like 2 wires, electronic wires. It like melts a little bit metal, and it's good. This is his job. Another guy, he has to clean the streets, you know, with a broom. Maybe he has a green car that helps him. But like, you know, this is what his job is. So the guy with the machine feels so bad. Like, I'm not just doing like a little thing. Yeah, this guy, look, streets with a broom. Streets with a broom, yeah? We don't know the guy with the streets with the brooms. That guy fixed these 2 electronic, and, you know, and then the plane goes up to space. He gets billions of dollars for that job that he did, yeah? He just has the trick how to put these 2 wires together that make this whole circle to move. But he's so jealous, the other guy is sweeping the floor. Sugar. I told him, this is Kibyochel you. All of us are sweeping the floor. Never. 100 years I have to sweep the floor. You have 3 days. Daven what you could, learn what you could. Meisel nefesh. Kill yourself. 3 days you're up. It's easy to say, I told him. It's hard to accept. If we will feel Hashem gives us a job, and I want to explain, this is the aleph base of Ahavas Hashem. Why? Because when a person puts himself in such a matzav, a clear matzav, that he has a job, and if he fulfills this job, he's done. He's not upset. He's not upset. He's not angry. Today I was on the way to yeshiva. I was thinking, you know, to live this week, mamash, everything's in Beir HaOlam. Nothing will change my mind. And it was a little bit traffic. I went into a taxi, it was a little bit traffic. So the guy told me, you know what, I'll take a right. You mind? I think it's a shortcut. But if you think so, if you say so, do it. He went into that little circle, and from there we were stuck maybe 45 minutes. Forget about it, cost me over 70 shekel the taxi. Yeah, so the first minute I was like, why? Every time I know that, just stick to the road and don't go to the sides, yeah? But then I thought to myself, the guy tried to help me. I didn't say nothing wrong to say yes. Hashem decided to put me stuck here. Why? Why I'm angry even? I did what I did. I ordered my taxi. Everything is mesuder. From that minute, Hashem is holding me. Why I'm upset? Why I'm angry? Why I'm angry? From a higher madrega. So what Hashem wants to teach me? But this is really a higher madrega. And Gemara came over to me today. I speak to him every day in learning. Today he wants to tell me something. Yeah? He told me something very small, but it was the same message. He said, last Monday, he said, he had a terrible day. a terrible day. Everything mamish didn't go. He wanted to kill his chavrusas. He wanted to kill, I don't say even more, yeah? His mamish, he told me everything wrong. Choshim Giman, you know him, he sits in Beis Yishaya, yeah? Very Choshim Giman. Everything mamish went wrong, he says. Fem, parnasa, mishpa, everything. Mamish, he said, I was in such a mamish. I was losing it. And I went into a building, and I feel like a pig. I look up, a bird made on my head. I wanted to kill the bird. And told me, and then I chapped. One second. In the building, the bird got me. Yeah? Just one out of a trillion, maybe, that happened such a thing. Well, I'm going to kill the bird. The bird did something. So the Ribbono Shel Olam sent me that. What Hashem told me. Everything He sent me. But I didn't get the message that it's Him. So I thought it's my Chavrusa, I thought it's my Rebbe, I thought it's this, I thought it's that. The message didn't go clear. And Hashem was giving me a lot of Musa. Send a little bird. I got the message. I got the message. And he said, I changed. I changed. Why I'm angry? A person, you know, we spoke in Avas Hashem last time. A lot of guys came, I'm trying. If you don't have this base, and you train yourself to live like that, this is called neutral. I mean to say, it's not yet love. But this means, I know that I'm here for a tafkid. Nothing could be bad. Because Salvovis says, a person can do bad if Hashem doesn't want to do bad to me. And a person can do good if Hashem doesn't want to do good to me. Nothing can happen. I have to think the whole time, I'm doing what Hashem wants for me, or I'm not doing what Hashem wants for me. But this is the avodah of the person. He has to think twice. Maybe it's what to fix. Maybe it's a lot what to fix. He could try to think, maybe I have to ask this person for money. Maybe I have to ask this person to learn with me. Maybe I have to ask this person to take me for a meal for Shabbos. All these things he has to think, maybe he could do. I'm not speaking about now ishtadlus. I'm not trying to digdor and bitochen. But the bottom line is, I'm here in this world, I'm doing my tafkid, and cannot be better for me. Cannot be better for me. This is exactly what I have to do. I heard once a Givaldi Kevolt. It's the same Avonas Advorim. It says, why Hashem made Adam Arishon a wife? It says, Hashem taught himself, I don't know what it means. And he said, Loitai v'yaisa Adam levadai. Be lonely. We'll give him a wife. Lamazagan will not be so bad to be lonely. Hashem decided it's not so good to be lonely. We understand it very good. Yeah? And Hashem will not make a wife to Adam Arishon. So the whole world will be Adam Arishon, right? He would not have kids. Right? He would not be Moilid. So the whole world was created for what? That will be Adam Arishon, and Hashem will do a lot of good for him. And then what? The answer is, for Hashem to do the whole world to be native to one person, but to everyone is the same. Hashem doesn't need a world. He wants to be native. You think a lot of Olam is a big matzav? What is a matzav? He needs more people. He wants to be native. To native to one person, or to all of us together, it's the same price. We don't understand what it means to native. Ashtet. This is our mistake. Every person is enough for the Ribbono Shel Olam to be mated. So the Hashem decided to make a lot of individual people. But it's not the pshat, Ha'odom nivro yechidi bishvil shiyomar ha'odom bishvili nivro ha'olam. It's not a mashal. Be'etzem, everyone could have been the whole purpose of the world. Now, dream. The whole world is empty, you're the only one. Yeah? You're right, you're not have pressure from people, you have pressure from the animals, from what? Yeah? You're the only one. It'll be very clear by you that you have to win the game, right? You're the only one. Hashem wants you to win. It looks difficult. You look around, I'm the only one that was created. I was the only one that was created. the lion is trying to eat me. He will not eat me. But I was created. But things are not going. But I was created. I am the only one. Chazal tells us, "Bishvil zeh nivra adam yechidi." This is the case. This is the case. This is the case. I'm the only one. I'm the one. I'm the one, and I'm the one, and I'm the one. Nothing could bother me. Now, why it's like that, and I want to explain. All of us are holding dear, but we're not mamish holding dear. Said in the Chumash, the Moshe for the Magid Midubne. It's very stark to hear it. Magid Midubne says, if you go over to a guy, you tell him, yesterday you had a hard day. Right? A hard day. It was very hard for you. You came to shul, you davened. You ask him to sell the schar of the davening. You learn today morning Seder. The guy will tell you, listen, you learn today morning Seder, take $100, sell me the Olam Haba. There's one guy in this room that will be asking. I don't think, maybe one guy I could think maybe, but no one here I think will be asking. $100, sell me the morning Seder. You'll be asking? $500 to sell the morning Seder. Yaakov, you'll be asking? $1,000. You're not be asking. Fact the Magid Midubne, so what is the pshat that a guy, you ask him what happened morning Seder, he was busy trying to change his ticket to save $5, yeah? He's not asking to sell yesterday's ticket, Seder, for $1,000. He's not asking. So why he's not, he said, take a balabos, sell me the tefillah b'shach, the tzibo, for $500. No, b'shum pani v'ayifah. Try, go over. I tried it recently, yeah? I called the guy, I need a couple of shachrisim, sell me your shachris for $1,000. The guy doesn't make a lot of money. No way. $10,000, sell me your shachris for the week. No. I said, for the week, I was scared for one day, you will. But no, he says, no way. So why this guy, you see him sometimes outside davening on the phone, he misses shachris, mincha, he davens upstairs in his room there, in Manhattan, yeah, because he's trying to make another $5. Zog the Magen Midubne, Al Kolchoch, all of us really believe that Netzach is Lo Yisula Bepaz. No one is asking to sell his Olam Haba for nothing. But this is after we have the Olam Haba. Hashem gave us a Koyach of a Yetzer Hore, that before the mitzvah, the Yetzer Hore weighs so much. And then he makes that the $5 are the one that decided. Then the Yitzhak has a koyach to be machlishas and to put it 50-50, and the $5 wins. Then we shmooze outside for $5. A guy, you tell him, I'm asking to sell, you learn morning Seder, give me the whole schar, I will give you a nice meal. That no one in the world will be asking. Oh, we chant and chrein and fish. But the guy's already 2 mornings going around to find a suda, yeah? But he's not asking to sell the Seder for the Suda. What I'm trying to say. The answer is, our Ashkofe, in the minute that you know what is Ilum Habe, and what is Ilum Haze, and what is Tzchav V'Einish, and what is Yisurim, a person will never switch it for nothing. This is Shlav Aleph. I could speak a lot about this, but I want the Mikatsa today. I have to go leave early. But the Shlav Beis that is attached to Shlav Aleph is, it's not enough. A person says, okay, I heard a good idea. Yeah, makes sense. Alevai, I will live like that. I will believe that everything is in Bir HaOlam. Hashem put me down to the world. You only could live like that and to get to Yelis from this feeling and to build yourself into this feeling if you use it, lemaise. What I mean lemaise is not when it's hard. Then it's gishmak. It's like a medicine. Every bad thing, I believe everything is from Hashem. Yeah, it's the best therapy in the world. Yeah, every tzara is from Hashem and nothing bad is happening. To be scared to get up in the middle of Seder. I'm not saying to kill yourself. Where I'm going now? 9:30. My chavrus is not here. Where I'm going? where I'm going. Stand the battle for 3 hours. What I will tell Hashem? He put me to this world to fight, to try to learn, and I'm not fighting. When a person doesn't use it to fight, when he doesn't use it in an act way, it doesn't have no hashpoah at all on him. I know it's not enough when it's bad to you, like with a taxi, to say, oh, yeah, Hashem put me in the taxi here because I know it's my Hashem. It's easy for me. Well, you know, the taxi driver is nothing but the yell. Yeah? So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, you know what? It's my Hashem. Instead of eating myself up, I decide it's my Hashem. It's an easy way out. Hashem means to say that when I'm schmoozing, stop and saying, it's a seder, what I'm doing now. I'm not saying to try to be a frum, not to talk 24 hours and to learn. But it's things that everyone knows that is not straight. And if I will call you over and I'll tell you, you think it's the right thing you're doing now? You'll say no. When you could answer, no, it's not the right thing that I'm doing now, in that moment, when you think it's not the right thing that I'm doing now, and you will manage to force yourself to go back to Bis Medrash, to go to sleep, not to eat where you don't have to eat. You know it's not kosher enough. Yeah, well, yeah. Then you koine the kinyan to live with the emunah of Boreh Olam. Then you koine the kinyan to live with the emunah of Boreh Olam. When you manage to take it to acts of lemaise, not only when it's hard for you. And I want to tell you, you do little things, you start to live Boreh Olam. But this is what Hashem wants for me. It can't be. So what happens? So you go back to learn. Next minute that it doesn't go, you know it's him. You also don't mind. Like I'm explaining, the emunah is easy. Everyone has it. Everyone has it. No one will sell his davening. Because everyone has this push to emunah. Only the first step of right and wrong is not enough. And if a person will force himself to come to that feeling, he will force himself to come to that feeling. And when he has the test, I'm telling you, try it for a week. I'll tell you what exactly. I want to be very specific. To think that every time when it's bad or something, he put me here, it doesn't make a difference, I'm the only one in the world, this is what he wants, it's no bad, it's no good, it's the Nisayan, this is what Hashem wants, there's no reason to be sad, I will win my war exactly the same. One feeling. That feeling can have how much you could. More from that, the whole day is best. And once a week, to find yourself saying, 1 second. I told a guy sometimes, you left Bis Medrash, 1 second. You're downstairs. It was wrong that I left. Back up. Back up. You're schmoozing outside. You're coming to a minion. They start in the middle. You know, there's no reason. No reason. I'll go to the next minion. Stop, I'm rushing to where? Yeah, the tefillin went off in the middle of Ashra. Yeah, there's no reason. I'm not even going to shmooze after for 20 minutes. Why I took off my tefillin? And I'm in bath from Hashem. I'll put it back on. You do it once a week. Once a day, I'm sorry. Once a day for a week with the other machshavas, the machshavas of the emune to make you to feel a different person will mamish manage to get into the person. This is the Aleph, the Yesoid, that on that you could build the Avas Hashem. What I'm saying, these two things, this Machshavas of Emunah, how much you could, and find yourself once a week, not when it's hard, saying, it's not hard, just once a week, changing yourself. Pasnished. I want to say, when you wake up in the morning to say that, this doesn't mean that you change yourself. You go to daven. You know you have to keep Torah mitzvahs. When you really decided that be'etzem, how much you frum in that, but you let yourself to leave. You let yourself to be excused. And you say, 1 second. It's not right. I'm not excusing myself. If you do that, again, kavua, not to miss a day. Not to miss a day. You have to understand, Chazal say to say Shema 2 times a day. Emunah doesn't come with a shot here and a shot there. Chazal say, Mishikoro krishme kol yomov, veloikoro laylo echod, ki ilu loikora miyomov. It doesn't go, okay, I heard a good vow, it's a good idea. But we're not going, it's nothing. The first time it'll be hard for you, you'll forget the whole thing. Even if the beard will make any hat, you'll not remember the story. But if you will do it consistent, once a day, you will change. Be'ezus Hashem, you will feel the difference.